evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the Refuah Shleima Eliyahu ben Sora, and the Ilui Nishmas Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Oisha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. I'm sure that this evening most people are scratching their heads. What in the world has gone on today? What is this world coming to? It's strange, bizarre, concerning, worrisome. What's going on? What happened today in Washington, and what's going to happen? What does that portend for the future? I think a legitimate question, legitimate concern, and something on the mind probably of most people in this country today, and maybe even many people world over. And I would like to talk a little bit this evening about the puppet show. I think today we witnessed a puppet show. I think every day we witness puppet shows, but I think that putting these occurrences, these phenomenon in perspective and understanding the puppet show nature of them can be something very helpful and beneficial to us, and certainly to allay a lot of the concerns that we have. We know that Hashem controls everything. Chazal tell us, Leiv Sorim Umalochim Biyad Hashem. The hearts of princes and kings are all controlled by Hashem. Hashem controls the world. Hashem controls every movement. And even the lev, the heart, which is the feelings that they have, and they have Bechira Chofshis, but Hashem orchestrates all of the surrounding situations in a way to bring about the direction and the achievements and the challenges that he so chooses. And therefore, that in itself should be very consoling. But what that really means is that what we're witnessing is a puppet show. You know, we don't have the backstage perception of what has actually been going on. We think there have been a year maybe of political maneuvers and of electioneering and of not too many debates, but discussions and PR and all types of things. Then there was an election season. There was an election. Whatever happened during that election is not very clear. Does seem that not everything was on the up and up, to say the least. But an election, and there is a House of Representatives, and there's a Senate, and there's a President, and there's a Vice President, and there's elected officials, a President-elect and a Vice President-elect, and all of these, and especially when we may not be in agreement with some of their outlook, with some of their hashkofas, with some of their philosophies, and we may be very fearful of the direction in which some of them would lead us. People get concerned. But in reality, it's one great puppet show. Every player and every institution of players, every group, every body of players are all puppets. And there's one and only one puppeteer who is pulling all of the strings from above, from on high, of all of the players and of all of the entities that the players participate in and belong to, whether it's the Congress, whether it's the House of Representatives, whether it's the Speaker of the House, whether it's the Senate, whether it's the leaders, the minority leader, the majority leader, makes no difference, whether it's the White House. wherever it may be, the puppeteer is controlling the entire puppet show. And the puppet show is really all to our benefit, because Chazal tell us, Kol ma de'ovid rachmona le'tavovid. That's Rabbi Akiva's maimer. Everything Hashem does is for the good. And the Maral, as we may have mentioned here, explains that when we recognize that everything Hashem does is for the good, we can even turn around the apparent bad and make it into something that we can even recognize is good. And his Rebbe, Rabbi Nochum Ish Gamzu, put it this way, Gamzu L'Teva. And I dare say that on today's events, we could look at it and say, Gamzu L'Teva. Even this insanity. What in the world is going on? But Gamzu L'Teva. Everything, no matter how it appears, no matter how bad it appears on the outside, it's all for good. Everything the puppeteer does, which means everything that all of his puppets do, because they are controlled by the puppeteer, even though they have Bechira, how exactly we understand that is not really our inyan right here, right now. That's a deep issue, but Lamaisa, that we know. Hashem controls the world, and everything he does is for the good. So this really has to be our attitude today. And the trick really is for us to look at this puppet show and to find in it the inspiration to be able to do what we have to do in order to bring about good results for ourselves, for our people, for our country, and for the world. And everything is at stake. The stakes are extremely, extremely high. And we can think back to what Chazal tell us on a very critical day in our history, when Esther, who was the queen of Persia, Ahasuerus's queen, invited Ahasuerus to a private dinner to discuss with him the problems of state, the issue that faced the Klal Yisrael on that very, very, very precarious moment. But to that party, she also invited Haman. Very bizarre. Seemed very strange. Haman was the enemy. Why are you inviting the enemy to talk to the Melech about the problems that the enemy is causing us? And one of the reasons Chazal give for Esther inviting the enemy was that Klal Yisrael should not say, Achois yesh lonu bebeis hamelech. We have a sister, Esther. She's in the Beis HaMelech. We have nothing to worry about. And that would have been the greatest tragedy, because it's only Hashem. And the moment that we think we have in whom to rely, in whom to put our trust, we have a sister in the Beis HaMelech, we have a brother in the Beis HaMelech, we have a sympathizer in the Beis HaMelech, it detracts from that bitochon that we put on Hashem. And that's the greatest danger of all dangers that Klal Yisrael face. And therefore, Esther invited Haman so that the Klal Yisrael should be unnerved a little bit and say, oh, we don't have an Achois Beis HaMelech. Esther's a traitor. Esther, something's going on. Something is very suspicious. And that forces us into even a deeper and greater bitochen in Hashem, reliance in Hashem, and that's what we need. And I believe that what we're witnessing here, not only today, well, in a lot of the decisions that are being made, a lot of the elections, and as they have gone, and as they seem to be going, and as they are going, are of great concern to us. But maybe the underlying message is, Ein lanu af echad b'beis hamelech. We don't have anyone in the Beis HaMelech. And the conclusion that is derived from that realization is Ein lanu lishoin elo al avinu shebashamayim. we only have one in whom to rely, and that's Avinu Shebashamayim. That's the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. That's the one who is, in fact, the puppeteer controlling everyone and everything. And he is the one in whom we trust, and he is the one who controls everything, and he is the one who, whatever happens, is from him, and he is the one, whatever he does is kol ma de'ovid rachmono letavovid, anything and everything that Hashem does is for the good, and he is the one about who we could say, gam zu letovo. Even this, the events of the past months, the confusion that we see, the fear that we have, the concern that we have, not just for the future of our futures and the future of this country and the future of Eretz Yisrael and the future of the Middle East and the future of the world. All of this is Biyad Hashem, Ein Lono Lishoin El Alavinu Shevashamayim. And therefore, I guess, that even though today, during the day, we've been scratching our heads a lot and trying to wonder what's happening, and we really don't understand all the details, I guess we have to understand that when emotions are high, and sometimes the emotions may be well-founded, they cause actions that sometimes compromise all rational thinking. That's true. And we certainly have a lot to be concerned about. The level of anarchy is very, very scary, and it's very worrisome. But ultimately, we know, and that has been the history of Klal Yisrael, that we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every negative occurrence which generates greater concern in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives is all a further push to put our focus completely, totally, solely, and fully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in lo lishoin el alavinu shebashamayim. So as we close the day today, and are certainly concerned and wondrous as to what's going on, well, we don't know all the answers, but we do know that kol mad ovid rachmono letav ovid. We do know that gam zu letoiva. And we do know that ein lonu lishoin elo alavinu shebashamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that the events of this tkufa should be a source for us of enhanced bitochen in Hashem, forcing us to put a greater focus and reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that tzchus, we'll be zochet to see Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael, and uvo letzion goyel b'mehera b'yomeinu. Amen.